Chapter 6. Brenwar's stout legs were too slow to keep up with my long-legged pace, so we rode on horseback. Otherwise, he'd complain the entire way. I wasn't usually in such a hurry, so I normally preferred to walk. But I felt a degree of haste these days. Northward we went, towards the five great cities. The human city of Quintuclin was filled with magnificent castles and shining towers that overlooked vast, rich, and reaching farmlands. The dwarfen city of Morgdon was a mass of stone blocks and metalworks, like a dwarfen-made mountain, grim and impenetrable. The elven city, Elemelorahan, which I just called Elam, the most majestic of all, was hidden in the fog and forests. The free city, Narnum, hosted all the races, at least all those not so monstrous, damaging, or tormented. It was a trade city where all the merchants from all the races came to do business, and I found it the most exciting of them all. The most dreaded, not so vast nor appealing, was Thregramore, or just Threg. Grim as a mudslide, crumb poor, and run by the orcs, ogres, and goblin sorts.
Well,
Brenwar said,
which way will it be?
The Mountain of Doom lay in the south, leagues and days from the others. The cities were each 2 weeks' ride from the other. They formed a rough circle with Narnum, the free city, hosting the middle. Everything in between was unprotected and dangerous land.
Free city, as if you didn't know,
I said, hoisting my canteen to my lips.
I thought we were to be rescuing dragons and such. There'll be no dragons in that city.
Ah, but is there not talk of dragons wherever we go?
I was grinning.
I say we go to Morgdon first, then. My kin will be happy to see you again.
He stroked his beard.
Not so much as me, but they'll be glad.
Visiting with dwarfs was almost as bad as visiting with dragons. Except the dwarfs were always working, drinking, smoking, or frowning. Their voices were gruff, their conversations short, but they also took time to host their guests. They liked to talk about things they built and the battles they fought in, with vivid detail. But if you heard one dwarf story, you heard them all. I was polite when I said,
I'm out on the way back then, Brenwar.
He grunted, kicked his short little legs into the ribs of his horse, and charged forward.
To Narnum it is, then, Nath. But by my beard, they'd better not have run out of dwarfen ale, else I'll drag you back to Morgdon by your ears.
I couldn't help but smile as he spurred his mount, the hot air of the sun billowing in my recently chopped hair thanks to those dreaded orcs. It would grow back before we made it to Narnum City, where I could find an elfin barber to refine it with a dash of magic here and there. We traveled dusk to dawn, over the plains, through the woodlands, over some mountains, through some small lake towns, and well past the ruins. All the way we chatted with caravans and merchant trains. It was spring, and farmers, miners, and merchants were moving along the dusty and cobblestoned roads, taking their wares to every city in the north. As usual, I heard some rumors of war, for there were battles and skirmishes everywhere. There were soldiers from many races, all eager to lay down their lives to make money for their families. Brave men we met, and I admired them all. Of course, there were others too, up to no good. Some spoiled and bold, and others as crooked as a busted dog's tail. But I didn't chat too long. I had heard it all before. I'd fought in wars myself. Nearing the end of the 10th day, my hips were sore from all the hard riding, and words couldn't describe my elation when I saw the tiniest tip of a spire in the middle of Narnum City.
Brenwar, we're almost there. 2 hours' ride at most, wouldn't you say?
I can't see it, but I know the road as well as you. I knew when we were 5 hours away 3 hours ago. I knew we were a day away a day ago. I see no reason for celebration. It's not like we haven't been here before.
It's just better to actually see it. having the goal in sight. Can't you ever get excited about anything?
I'll be excited when I have a barrel of ale under my bones and a full tankard as big as my head. It looks the same as it always has, not dwarfing.
Well, I was happy. The past few months I'd been outside the cities tracking down dragon poachers and hunters. Life wasn't all fun and games for me, despite all my advantages. But when I went to the city, I made the most of it. And anyway, a place like Narnum, a mix of everything in the world, was where I went to find the ones who tried to hunt dragons. This city in particular was different from the rest. A mix of everyone tried to thrive here, and for the most part it worked out. All of the races, good and bad, had a say in Narnum, which for lack of a better word was nothing more than a giant marketplace, ruled by many dukes and earls that feuded with one another most of the time, paying little attention to the troubles of the people if they were not their own. There was never enough for most of them, and what they gained, they quickly lost. At least that's how I'd seen it over the past 200 years. A tower rose over 300 feet tall, like an ivory tusk had burst from the ground. It was a beautiful thing. Massive windows adorned its circular walls where an outward staircase spiraled upward like a green vine. I could see tiny bodies moving and peering through the bay windows. I dreamed about the day I'd be able to fly around that tower, wings spread wide, soaring through the air. But for now, I was a ground pounder, same as the dwarfs and the men. The closer we got, the more people we saw. Dozens becoming hundreds, hundreds becoming thousands, as we approached the only great city that had no walls. A river flowed through the city, east to west. I could see the tall buildings, some reaching over a dozen stories tall, but most were not so tall at all. There were guardsmen and garrisons all along the way. The protection of the city was well paid for. The citizens, hard workers, liked it that way, and I didn't fault them. I'd want my efforts protected as well. The roads were paved with cobblestones and brick. The markets thrived with activity as we trotted deeper into the city. A half-elven auctioneer worked the stage in the marketplace, selling pieces of jewelry to a crowd of excited onlookers. He was dashing. Not so dashing as me, but his lips were as fast as a hummingbird's wings. Banners marking the neighborhoods fluttered in the air. Children played at the fountains, and some begged for coins. Women aplenty hung from the windows, whistling at me, to Brenoir's chagrin.
Quit the flirting, will you? Let's find a tavern, eat, drink, and make grumpy.
He was hollering at me. One buxom gal was yelling my way.
Handsome warrior, will you come and stay with me tonight? I have the softest lips in all of Narnum.
I can see that,
I said, momentarily mesmerized. The women kept calling to me, one compliment following the other. One shoved the other, saying,
No, my lips are softer. You are so gorgeous. Look at those broad shoulders. I will massage them all night. Your handsome eyes, are they your mother's or father's? I've never seen gold in a man's eyes. Not even an elf's, so splendid and superb.
A comely gal with long lashes noted, posturing from her window. I stood and gaped at all the wonderful things coming from their painted lips. I couldn't help myself. Brenoir jostled me hard in my side.
Come on, Nath Dragon.
I didn't budge. Spellbound. Flattery was a weakness of mine. Something my father had warned me about, but it didn't seem to ever sink in. I didn't want to fight what they were saying, and saw no reason to either.
In a minute,
I shrugged.
As you were saying, ladies?
They all laughed and giggled as Brenoir took my horse by the reins and dragged me away.
Fool,
he grumbled.
You'll never learn, will you?
I hope not,
I said, waving at the ladies, whose attentions faded from me and coated the next traveler with their wares and pleasantries. I frowned.
What you frowning for? You think you'd learn by now?
He thumped his bearded chest with his fist.
Next time, I'll lead us in. You always go the same way. You're as drawn to those sirens as Orc is to stink.
Am not.
Through the city I went, my passion subdued, the sun dipping over the horizon. I led us into a less traveled part of the town through some alleys and well off the commoner's path.
Let's try this one,
I said, pointing at a tavern, dark and dangerous, 3 stories tall, constructed of timber and roofed in red clay tile. It gave me a shivering feeling.
There's plenty of trouble to find in there.
So, in I went, oblivious to the stranger's eyes that followed me from the road.